Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I'm namasteing you all up out there. Oh my goodness, she's a foxy lady. She's sleek like a fox and very often found going through the bins at the back of the market. It's Linda Pollock!
Hooray! All right, thanks very much, I think.
I wrote another thing. It's the woman who put the ding and the dong in the ramalama ding dong. It's Linda Pollock. Hello, Linda.
Hiya.
What have you been up to, my love?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, this sounds good. Get ready. Hold on just a second. Sounds exciting.
I thought that working from home would mean no more of the office politics that can lead to so much gossip.
Go on.
I'm so wrong. Talking about ding-dongs, there was a right one on Zoom this week.
What a disappointment. For a second there, I gave you a drum roll and everything. Something happened on Zoom.
No, wait for it, though. Okay. So it's like she came on like a woman possessed. Right, so we're on there. I'm thinking, here we go, another 2 hours. I've got my cup of tea and everything.
This is not working for me. This is another job that Linda does. Thank you. In the cattery, I think.
Yes, no, what one that pays. So.
Oh, that's nice. Charming.
It's naughty.
No, it's naughty. It's sackable. Go on.
So I'm settling in, ready to take me notes and try to stay awake.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, right. Someone comes in, she blazes in. One of these people who's already had the row halfway in her head, so she's ready.
God, yeah.
And I thought, oh, do I detect a little bit of something there? Yes, I did. I detected attitude, right?
Attitude. Yeah, go on.
It kicked off to the point where everyone, bar the people who were talking to each other, nay, rowing with each other, everyone else turned the cameras off and their microphones off. And we're all messaging each other going, oh my God, this is brilliant stroke, awful stroke, brilliant!
Yeah, well, it's sort of awkward for people, isn't it, if people are going to have what would have been a private discussion, you know, in public.
They were dropping F-bombs, C-bombs.
Oh, no one likes that.
Well, it's naughty.
Yeah,
one of them, right, who was taking the meeting, had said, tried to make a joke of it by saying, read the standing orders, read them and understand them. We all knew it was a joke about that. What's her name? Jackie Weaver.
Oh, well, that's right. Yeah.
No, it escalated even further. Don't you tell me to read in the effing standing effing orders, you see.
Oh, my God. What, with this woman? She was like that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Do you know what she needed?
I want you to spank me.
That's what she... Naughty boy, lady.
In the end, everyone just left the meeting. It just stopped all of a sudden.
Well, thank you for that wonderful story, Linda. It just makes me happy that I do this for a living. I don't know what it is I do for a living, but it's not doing proper work like you do, my love. But I think it does make me want... This is what I do think is extraordinary, is that maybe, and this is just my take on it, that there's so much going up and down the wires, up and down the internet, that any of this sort of residual anger, frustration, sexiness, jealousy, whatever it is, the human emotions, do not get lodged in the walls. I think this is why there's been a decline in the amount of ghosts. So it's just going up and down the internet. Do you understand?
What, on the Wi-Fi?
Yeah, that sort of thing. What do you make of that?
That sounds like absolute bollocks.
Well, there is a position going. Can I just say that? If you... How negative! I'm a Hunt, man of learned science.
Well, I've got a minute. So you're saying all this emotional...
Yes, I am saying that. Go on, what?
Dysregulation is cluttering up the airwaves.
Yes, I'm saying... Oh, sod it.
Would you like to chase me down, Jonah?
And move on. I tell you what you'd be good at, this fella. There's a bloke in Chat It's Fate magazine.
Oh, I like that.
Well, you would like this because...
Chat It's Shite.
This fella... Chat in Shite magazine. Chat It's Fate. This world-renowned medium, Gordon Smith, the psychic barber.
Oh, yeah, that
now,
one.
Very negative. This bloke, I have never met anyone. I know we all take our jobs in the supernatural world very, very seriously. But this fella is so serious. Mm. He's so scientific about it. Everyone who writes in, he's got nothing but sort of... He did nothing but pour cold water over it. Listen to this. This is comes if... Can you put on the... Don't put on scary music.
You want some lukewarm scary?
Lift music will do. Yeah, this is for Gordon. Are there ghosts that sail the seas? My friend from Chile told me a story about a mythical ghost ship, the Galoosh, that appears every night near the island of Chiloé in Chile. According to the legend, the ship is brightly lit and the sounds of people partying can be heard. It's thought that It is thought to carry the spirits of all those who've drowned at sea. Do ghosts exist in the ocean? And Gordon, you know, you've paid for the magazine, probably at a spa, till somewhere, or a Nisa local. And you would expect him to say, oh, yeah, very much so. Gordon says this: in my experience, ghosts don't seem to have any purpose. A ghost is a memory of traumatic or tragic events that has caused emotions to be held in place. I would imagine many seafaring people could tell tales of ghost ships, but, it really has nothing to do with spirit that is already on the other side. So I thought...
So he's saying it's probably now, right?
It's all bollocks, right? So then we got this. Here, I'll read that one out there. All this right. is to Gordon.
Do spirits ever get saucy?
Well, you'd like to think so, wouldn't you?
I used to work in a pub as a student. There were rumours that a female ghost liked to wander around and would walk through the walls near the pub kitchen. I never saw her, but I knew when she was there because I used to feel something pinching my bottom while I worked.
Right, OK. Potentially a great story.
Yes.
So she says, do ghosts exist?
Well, whenever there's a story that connects a ghost to a place, it's often felt or experienced by those who live or frequent that place. A ghost's only a memory, so you can't have any physical contact. So again, probably now, apparently, according to our Gordon.
Come on, Gordon, you can do better than that. And then you go down here. Look,
what a nice gruesome one.
Here's one here. My Chinese gran tells me that August is Hungry Ghost Month. According to tradition, this is the month where the gates of hell are supposed to open and spirits want to eat food and drink. Gordon says, no, ghosts don't consume food or drink. It's just like you. You could get this job, Linda. I believe that many people like your grandmother practice this type of ritual to appease the ghosts of the past. It's my thought that if a person has faith in their belief system, well, they should use it, as it seems to give them control over certain situations.
She's making it up to make herself feel better, is she?
Ghosts are not spirits returning to the source of all life when they leave the material world.
They're just memories.
They're just memories. Fucking hell, Gordon, cheer up for Christ's sake.
Silly sod, you'll do yourself out of a job.
Absolutely, Gordon, come on. I'm reading his stuff, it makes me feel all... about the whole thing. So why don't you get in touch with these people? Chat It's Shite magazine. Chat It's Fate magazine.
I'll tell you why. It's no more.
It doesn't exist?
No!
Well, how did I not know that? I'm a bloody clairvoyant.
Gordon.
Well,
it's
you
probably
know.
Gone back to the barbering.
That's the thing. Yeah, gone back to the barbering. Gone back to being a chartered accountant somewhere. Any road up. Here's a story from a brilliant comedian, Sam Harland. I'm here with Sam Harland, who absolutely stormed it tonight. But all the jokes aside, there is a serious spiritual side to the man. He's staring at me like, I don't know what, but it's very spooky. What are you going to tell us, Sam?
Well, let's do a story about my mum. My mother used to read tarot cards.
Right.
True story. Mum used to read tarot cards. So in our house all the time, there was women that knock at the door about 6 o'clock. My mum would say, send one upstairs to have the card reading done.
Right.
And just entertain the rest. Get them to make them on a cup of tea. They probably brought wine with them, so set them with some glasses.
Yeah.
It was just that's what we did in our house.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so it's just filling you in on that story. So anyway, I was told, well, once I was in the pub in Hull. It was a Sunday night, and I saw this girl. She was a beautiful girl, and I went over to her. She was obviously a posh girl, because we were riff-raff, we were riff-raff. And I met this posh girl, and I got talking to her, and I got a number, and I thought, results, she had a car and everything. It's about 1988. Anyway, so she said, she gave me a number and all that, landlines, no mobiles back then. She gave me a number, and she'd ring me next week. So I gave it a few days, not that I looked desperate. Anyway, I rang her up, and her mother answered, really posh woman. She said, hello. I said, there's Georgina there, please. Yeah. And there was just something in her voice which said, she is here, but I'm not telling you. Right. Do you know what I mean? So I took that as a hint, and I didn't say anything about it. The girl, so I left it. She lived in a different town, this girl, in a posh bit outside Hull in a village. She didn't know about me, anywhere I lived, anything of the sort. Anyway, the months went by, forgot all about it, and that was it. And I was going out with my mate one night, and he was late. And my mum, there was a knock at the door, and my mum says, oh, we've got a party of girls coming tonight, Sam. So I said, okay then, mum. She said, let's send one upstairs and bring the rest in. I said, you just did it on autopilot. So anyway, I knocked at the door, the girl's knocked at the door, I opened the door, I said, why don't you go upstairs and the rest of you come in here, do you want a cup of tea? You know, we've got glasses for wine. And that was it. Anyway, mate was really taking his time. And I thought, why is he so late? Anyway, the first girl had come down and she was talking to her friends, and I thought, God, I recognise that voice. And her friends were saying to her, what did the woman say to you? And she says, oh, well, you're going to have a baby boy soon, you're going to get pregnant and have a baby boy. And they're all giggling. And she went, I ain't even got a boyfriend. Isn't that weird? And then I walked in and says, I'll tell you what is weird. You dumped me a couple of months ago and you're in my house. It was actually this girl I chatted up.
Yeah.
And she was in my house.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we ended up going out together and all
go
that sort of stuff.
And
Within 14 months, she had a child and it was a baby boy. And that's a true story.
That is a true story. Ye of little faith. Thank you very much for that. That sent shivers all the way down my spine and up round my ball bag. So, can you believe it? We have done 20 bloody 6 episodes of this paranormal podcast.
And some people are paying for it.
Some people? Oh, yeah. Some people are paying for it. Not you freeloaders. Linda, it's been great fun so far, but unfortunately, yeah. Thank you very much. No, I'm joking.
Oh,
I'm joking.
You have me there.
26. Yeah, that's how you got the job. 26 weeks of this show.
Yeah.
And I want to thank you from the bottom of my big, fat, over-cholesteroled heart.
New message.
Hi, Clinton. I've got a really spooky story to tell you. Watching TV and all of a sudden, there was a big bang and it went off.
Hi, Clinton, it's Stephen from the Salon. You've reached your loyalty points bonus for the year in record time, may I add. So you've earned 5% off your...
Hello, Clinton, it's Brian from Pet Pals, your dog walking service. We're a little bit concerned about your dog, Miracle. She's becoming particularly timid when we take her near the woods in town, wondering if there's been any activity there that she might have seen, might have scared her. Give us a call.
Hello, Clinton. Lovely, great big knock.
Jake Beaumont, our roving reporter, traveller, with an interest in all that's new wave, has got in touch again this week.
Oh, good.
With another, with another take on alternative lifestyles. Here's Jake.
Namaste to you, Clinton, and your listeners.
Yeah, namaste.
How you doing, mate?
Fine, thank you.
Mate, you know, I'm really picking up on a negative energy from you. Have you tried meditation?
Well, yes, I meditate all the time, thank you very much. I was meditating when you were in short trousers at your posh public school, so, you know, less of the lecturing, please.
Great, that's fine. Well, I'd be happy for you to join in with me on my topic today, which is Aboriginal meditation.
Well, yeah, happily. I know everything about their meditation over there.
Okay, well, there's about 900 distinct groups of Aboriginals in Australia, so yeah. I'm not sure that's true.
Well, I know about 800 of them.
Do you know about the Dreaming?
Well, they're an Aussie band over there, aren't they?
Songlines.
Yeah, but I don't know any of their actual lyrics, but...
No, songlines. It's the lines across Australia, integral to Aboriginal culture.
Right, okay, well,
Oh, I don't know so much about Aboriginal meditation, but more Thai meditation, you know.
Okay. Well, I've done a lot of that when I stayed at Wat Chom Tong.
Yeah, me too.
What can you tell me?
Lots.
Well, I love to learn, so tell me.
Well, hold on. I'm just trying to think, just a sec.
Take your time.
Thank you. I'm just trying to recall all I know about Thai meditation.
Cool. Tell me.
Right, okay, well, well, just off the top of my head, I do know that in the early 1900s it was outlawed as quackery in favour of Western medicine. However, by the mid, I'd say 1990s, traditional forms were once again being supported by the Thai government in an attempt to develop traditional wisdom in healthcare, including Thai traditional medicine, herbal medicine and traditional massage, you see.
Sorry, mate, are you reading that off Wikipedia?
No.
Well, why are you talking about medicine?
Well, it's got a healing effect, meditation, that's why.
Mate, if you're going to look it up on the internet, get it right.
What do you mean?
I think you've just looked up Thai medication by accident. In fact, I'm sure you have.
Yeah, well, you're going to need medication when I get older, you spoiled little bastard. Get a job!
Cheeky bastard.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, now this is a proper scary one. I know I've taken the piss out of this mag before. It's Chat, It's Fate magazine. And can we have the scary music, please?
Yeah, ego.
Linda. It's called A Courtroom Vendetta. If you'd be so kind, Linda.
Someone was determined to get me fired from my new job. Trouble was, no one believed me. This is the testimony of Nikki Jewell. Age 46.
Right.
Finding yourself in the dock at Crown Court isn't normally a good thing.
No.
Thankfully, in the summer of 1992, I was only there because I was getting paid to clean the place.
Right.
With a few months free between my GCSEs and starting college, Mum, a cleaning supervisor at the Inner London Crown Court in Southwark, Central London,
right,
had offered me a part-time job.
Okay.
Nepotism. It sounded perfect.
Worse than that, flim-flam when we want to get to the scary stuff. Get to the bloody meat of it!
My job was to clean courts.
She's a cleaner yeah, in a court, right.
Building dated 1921, right. Court on the site since 1791. Eerie, felt weird, cracking on, vacuuming, polishing. We know what cleaning is.
Yes.
Few shifts in, headed up the steps, and oh, the heavy oak door slammed in her face.
Right, okay.
Probably one of them fire doors.
You don't have to paraphrase like it's a load of bullshit.
I mean,
get to the scary bit.
Right. Hello, I said, popping me mop and bucket down on the floor. And
here we go. Yeah, go on.
I couldn't hear any voices, and with no reply, I cautiously edged the door open and found the room deserted.
Right.
Feeling daft, you should, I got on with straightening the chairs around the table and closing the large metal windows, which shut with an echoing whoomp, the noise of a window. Next, I propped the door open and gave the loos a quick once over. Okay, we don't need the whole thing in real time, do we?
No, go on.
When I re-emerged, one of the chairs had been pulled out from under the table as though whoever had been sitting there had left in a hurry.
This is in a spooky courtroom number two in a London court. Go on, late at night.
One of the windows had been reopened too. This sounds like bullshit, right? You know when you hire someone who then hires their kid in between, I mean, GCSEs and A-levels or whatever.
Yeah. Right?
And they don't really want to do it. It's beneath them.
Right.
He didn't shut the door properly. Oh, it must have opened by itself.
Yes, I know you get feckless kids like that. You know, can just want to say, stop the music, please, Linda. There are an awful lot of choices for people to listen to podcasts, right? There's stuff on music, current affairs, self-help, women's stuff. And this
what do you mean,
is,
like wombs and that?
Wombs and that. And this is something to do. What we're doing here is to do with the fucking supernatural,
well,
Linda. So if you're going to...
At the moment, it's about flipping Mr. Sheen.
All right, well, get to it. You might start believing it.
One evening, I was polishing the seats.
Here we go. Come on.
When out of the corner of my eye, I saw a whole sheaf of papers fly off the desk and flutter to the floor a few feet away. Data protection. There shouldn't be papers there.
That is a good point.
I froze.
That is a good point. What, the solicitors left?
Apparently, yeah, they just leave. Do you know what? Just leave your stuff there, it'll be fine.
All right, go on. All right, that aside, go on.
All the hairs on the back of my neck stood up before finally my feet carried me down the corridor to Mum's office. That's called walking. Your feet aren't carrying you.
Right, okay.
That's not paranormal.
Right.
Before I'd started the job, she drummed it into me not to move or touch any papers or exhibits.
Well, there you are. Exhibits?
They've been left out. Yeah, because just leave that there, love, be fine. We'll be back in the morning.
They don't leave the exhibits. What, murder weapons?
I was used to cleaning around baseball bats in evidence bags. Bullshit!
Oh, that's nonsense.
Or splayed out photos.
Does that say that then?
Yes!
I was used to cleaning around baseball bats. I don't think so, love. All right, continue.
I'd never felt welcome in court too, and strange incidents keep occurring. I think she's doing a half-arsed job and blaming ghosts.
Yes.
The time I popped all the jurors' notepads neatly back on the shelf after cleaning it.
Yeah, that doesn't happen, does
it? What?
I've done jury service. They're very, very particular. Don't just leave your scribblings.
Yeah, just leave it there, love.
Leave it down there. If it's guilty, underlined.
Apart from anything else, they use that courtroom for several different cases at a time. You might not be the one that's going to be back to use that notepad.
This is bullshit. What's this woman's name? It's bullshit,
Billy
love.
Bullshit. That's
Billy
what her
Bullshitter.
Name is.
Yeah.
One time I was in the public gallery, heard someone whistling in the court below. She whistled, asked if it was George, one of the security guards, whistling, stop.
Forget it, stop the whole thing.
What a load of shit.
Right, well, that was a very poor choice. Let's move on now to something else.
Hang on a minute.
Yeah.
It says on here, we pay up to £300 for your stories.
Let's have a look.
Oh, hold suddenly on. It all becomes clear.
Hold on, does it say that?
Yes, look.
Oh, bloody
that sort up. Of sticker just thing just there.
We pay up to £300 for your story. Turn to page 56 for information. What a lot of bullshit. Shall we make up one and write in and just see if... Well, it doesn't exist anymore.
Do it anyway. You might get 300 quid. They're that daft.
Time now for Barry, my neighbour, to unearth the charlatans.
Witness the power of the tarot. Enter the psychic zone and find out what's in your future.
Find out what secrets our tarot masters have to tell you. Call now.
Call 1-800-943-4-3.
1-800-654-3128.
Hello, it's Kerri-Anne from...
Hello, Kerri-Anne. Kerri-Anne, lovely. My name's Barry Bryan. I just wondered, I'm having a few problems in life, and I wondered if you could just do the cards, tarot the cards, you know.
Of course, I'm so sorry to hear that. So, what, just a basic three-card reading, Barry?
Yes, please, my darling.
Okay, well, look.
Put my mind at rest.
Oh, of course, bless you. Yes. Right, okay, well, look, I'll draw three cards from the deck and we'll go through your past, your present, and your future. How does that sound?
Just present and future, so I'm not made of money.
Okay, yep, no yes, problem at all.
Yes.
Well, I'm just going to cut the deck.
Yeah.
And turn these ones over for you.
Yeah.
Right, so, okay, we'll ignore that one. So just the present. So I've turned that card over. It's the world.
I had the world the other day. This is curious. Go on, what's the world say?
Well, okay, well, in this position for your present, this, I mean, it's amazing. This is really giving you the permission to do whatever you want at the moment. So not to be too grand about it, but, you know, your motivation at the moment is, you know, close to the will of the divine, really. So, you know, well, think about it like this.
Well, if God suggests I do it, I can do it.
You can take it that way if you want. But
oh, bloody hell. If God says I should have a Wolfsbeer letter every night, a bit of steak, and more chips than I'm allowed, I mean, the doctor said I've got a spasticated colon and I mustn't touch that stuff. Oh, is the doctor correct, or God and his tarot card, or what?
All I can say is that where this is, I mean, at the moment, this world card is really saying to me that even if you make a mistake at the moment, so if you know you're not looking after yourself as well as you should, you know, it's still going to turn out okay.
Oh, well, a mistake could mean me collapsing with a severe coronary. Come on, Kerry-Ann, what am I supposed to trust your bullshit or a medic that's trained to serve as a GP in my area for many years? I mean, if I was buying a car, would I trust, you know, the four of Cortinas that you've turned over for advice, or an angel mechanic?
Well, I can only tell you what the cards are telling me, and, you know, because we didn't do the first one, you know, it might not be as spot on as it could be normally.
Oh, no, that's right. Well, because I didn't cough up. But, sorry. Kerry-Ann, just carry on, sorry.
Okay, thank you. So, so the last card, if we're looking at your future.
Yes.
I've turned over for you. It's the Seven of Wands.
Oh, the Seven of Wands. What bullshit. What does that mean?
So when we see a card like this, it normally shows that this is someone who's nearly always successful in getting what you want in the world. So
you
may be going back.
No, that's not correct.
No, that's true.
Right. What sort of thing am I still speaking? What sort of thing am I successful in getting? Apart from, you know, spasticated colon, which I told you about earlier, and terrible trouble with my feet.
Yeah, you mentioned. So, in the tarot card readings of, like, the 15 and 1600s, you know, this person would be kind of an admired and feared warrior. But, you know, nowadays, obviously, it can just as easily apply to people in, you know, the world of media and politics and business. So, you know...
Right, this, what about the world of sitting in your garden drinking tea and blowing off? Am I a sophisticated warrior for that?
I mean, in your own area, yeah.
In my own area? Just a second. I'm a warrior of some kind, Kerry-Ann.
Where am I
a warrior?
I think, an armchair or, you know, anywhere you are, really. You know, even, you know, in your own roles. I don't know what you do for a living, Barry, or anything
warrior
like that.
Warrior in my own armchair, is it? Kerry-Ann, you know, you're blowing smoke up my arse.
Really, I think, you know, the thing you should take from this card is that, you know, that you can be a bit conceited, could be seen as a bit big-headed, but, you know, being successful doesn't and won't make you invincible, and it doesn't protect you against making mistakes. So, you know, really, I'd say, while this card is, you know, in ascension for you, enjoy that 15 minutes of fame, but you've really then got to get back to those tasks, whether it's sitting in that armchair or whatever. You know, just make sure you don't get big-headed.
No, you can't have it both ways. I'm not
you never
a warrior.
Can you?
I am a retired greengrocer. You know, I don't have a lot of it. I can't get the bloody stairs if the stamina's not working. And I can't recall what bloody went up there for. How does that make me a warrior?
I can only tell you what the cards are saying.
And I can only tell you, fucking go and do one. Goodbye.
Your network provider has charged £75.78 to your account for your psychic reading call. Thank you, and have a nice day.
The producers Peters Fox Limited have used this recording in good faith and made every effort to disguise the company of the switchboard used and the psychics contacted.
Well, there you have have it, Linda. You were proved right today. It was a poor choice, one of those stories.
I think sometimes you've got to go in with a sceptical eye.
I think you do, my love. What are you going to be doing now, please?
I am going to hopefully not be involved in any more Zoom spats. Although it was very exciting. What else am I going to do? Oh, something to do with cats.
Something to do with cats, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to be going and doing a little bit of this. If I can manage it. but until next time, thank you for joining us. Oh, my God, who's that? Who's that knocking at the window?
Uh-oh.
You thought she'd been away on a cruise.
It must be happy hour in the cocktail bar.
No! I don't mind if I know, there she is.
Let's have some tiki tiki torches.
It's, what's her name again?
Gemma Donald.
She's coming in to do her final song. Although she's going to let me do it.
We love her so much.
Oh, she's lovely. Would you say goodbye, Jen? Because I do like you doing it.
Bye, loves. Bon voyage.
Bon voyage. I'm a little bit calm, but I got the common touch, but I do people do like me.
Oh, Captain.
When I was a little girl, and a puppet. Right, or something like that. Right, fuck off, Jane. Right, until next time. Bye-bye, namaste, see you soon. Hang around for the song. See you, Linda.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that was episode 26. Half a year of spookiness, just for you. And the stingy ones, just get it off Acast for free. We've spoiled you with riches, ghosties and witches, for a full 6 months. Give us some money, you clowns. I want to thank you for your wonderful emails and your comments and Skype messages, though, let's be fair, they've been shy. And now, I bid you a farewell. I wish you good night. Don't get a fright, and we'll see you next week if you awake from your sleep. Well, you never know. Sometimes people don't, do they? I'm just saying, that's all. Anyway, night-night, guys. Sleep tight.
Of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Yeah, right. Clinton Baptiste here, offering you the chance to enjoy my Patreon podcast for free for 7 days. So many people have been joining me over there. It's a shame that you're not. We've got videos, cartoons, we've got all sorts of stuff, all the old back catalogue, and a chance for exclusive dibs on tickets before anyone else. Please come to patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste. All right, spirit fading now. See you there. Fading now.